And speaking of bushfires, one of the most visible victims of that tragedy were our koala populations. They're currently under major stress in New South Wales following last summer's bushfires and also chlamydia outbreaks. Now, a new national park has opened in an effort to provide a safe habitat for them. Koala Country National Park in the New South Wales Southern Highlands is part of the government's ongoing plan to save the iconic creatures. But ecologists and conservationists warn the creation of protected habitat should not be viewed as a one-stop shop to save the animals. Sophie Ellis reports.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced the opening of a new national park on Sunday as part of the state's $44.7 million plan to save koala populations. Koala Ura National Park, which means koala country, covers almost 4,000 hectares in the Southern Highlands and is aimed at providing protected and safe habitat for bushfire-affected wildlife. The introduction of the new park comes following the recent parliamentary inquiry into koala populations in New South Wales, which found the species is in critical need of greater conservation interventions. The survival of these iconic Australian animals has been under increasing threat in recent years, losing 25% of habitat in the 2019 Black Summer bushfires. Koalas are just a portion of the 1.25 billion animals estimated to have perished in the fires. Associate Professor Matthew Crowther is a wildlife ecologist in the School of Life and Environmental Sciences at Sydney University. He says the complexities of koala health will need to be addressed through more than one new parkland alone.
Koalas are quite variable across the range. In some areas, such as in Victoria and South Australia, they're actually overabundant in areas. But in populations in New South Wales and Queensland, where they're actually listed as vulnerable, it's a category of threatened species, a lot of populations are in decline. You've got to look at the threats to that population in the area. Okay, in some areas, it's because there's roads and development. But overall, is you've got to keep enough trees for them. And they need trees for, you know, their diet, but also for shelter. To maintain as many trees and older trees, which are larger trees, so they can get their shelter and their dietary requirements, is probably the first and foremost thing you can do. Well, it does also offer long-term protection for those koalas in some ways. Again, creating a national park by itself is not going to necessarily do the job. You might have to do management of that park. If fire is going to be a massive threat, well, you've got to have sensible fire management. No point having, again, a nice bit of bushland where koalas in and it all burns down and so they don't have anywhere to live anymore, any food, or they die in the fires. You've got to keep things such as, you know, people's pet dogs out there. You've got to make sure that the borders don't have roads or they're prevented from going to those roads in some ways so they don't get hit by cars and they're dispersing. Again, you are guaranteeing, I suppose, long-term protection of those areas. But that said, national parks need people to manage them, particularly fire management. And that's one thing that we've got to really, really consider is, like, a lot of national parks burnt. And the problem is we don't probably have enough staff. We have very good staff and working very hard, but to manage all that national parks estate. So national parks are great and we want them, but, you know, they need managed.
Environment Minister Matt Keane says establishing the park is one of his key priorities. Speaking to Bay FM, the minister said a greater responsibility should be placed on councils in conservation.
Nothing sums up our mismanagement of the environment more than the threat to our most loved and iconic animal, the koala. It's just terrible. And when people talk about zero by 2050, they're not just talking about emissions. They're talking about the projections our koala population will be wiped out by 2050. Mm. That is completely unacceptable. Mm. None of us can stand by and let this happen, let alone an environment minister. So I realise that we've got a lot of work to do. There hasn't been a great track record when it comes to protection of koalas and koala habitat. We need to do better. We've only had 6 koala plans of management implemented across New South Wales. Mm. Only 6 mm. of the 159 councils. I mean, that is shameful. We know that a lot of councils have koala habitat, and we've got a tool there to protect that habitat called SEP 44. So what we need to do is make sure that councils are moving aggressively to put their koala plans of management in place and the state government gets around to signing it off.
Yeah.
I'll be certainly pushing that we are signing off on those koala plans of management once the the work is done at the council level to map the land, we won't need to give it the protections it deserves.
Koala coordinator at the Wildlife Information Rescue and Conservation Service, Vicky Lett, says the national parks may be good, but their management is key to the long-term health of koalas.
It's crucial. Protecting habitat is crucial. So just to be clear, most koalas live on private land. In national parks, quite often the land national parks are given is the stuff that no one wants. So there's a lot of sandstone country that isn't primary koala habitat. I can see the value in those national parks for a range of species, but I just think we really need to recognise that it's not going to save them. That park will help them. It'll help those koalas in that area, but we need to have connectivity across their range, west of the ranges as well. So what we need to do is to do something meaningful. We need to stop and take a breath.
WIRE's Koala Coordinator Nikki Lett, ending that report by Sophie Ellis.